This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I don't know whether you're aware of it or not, but there's a huge lottery out there in America. It's called Powerball. Some of you may not know what Powerball is. Powerball is a consortium, a collection, a confederation of states. They pool their lottery money. So it's, I don't know how many states it is, maybe 10, 12, something like that. And there's $193 million. Actually, there's a potential $280 million grand prize coming up this weekend in the lottery. That's a lot of money in this Powerball lottery that is available to people, I think primarily in the Midwest, in Moorhead, Minnesota. They talk to people, Fargo, North Dakota, they talk to people. So it's District of Columbia, I think, is also where the Powerball lottery is available to people. A lot of bread, $280 million. Ted Bell, owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. By the way, we don't have your jingle.
I was going to ask you whether or not Craig Daler, your very fine engineer, has the Ted's of Beverly Hills commercial, because we certainly do want to get a plug in for what we think is one of the finest steakhouses in America, Phil.
Well, here it is. And you go ahead and do your pitch.
I will. Thanks a lot, Phil. Thanks, everybody. Come to Ted's in Beverly Hills. Get the Ted. That's a rum and coke. It's the Ted. I invented that. Along with a tinfoil-covered baked potato. I invented it.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Ted's in Beverly Hills, Beverly Hills, California.
Okay, and this portion of our interview with Ted Bell brought to you by Ted's in Beverly Hills. We want to put our meat in your mouth. Now, one of the things, and I would like maybe that to be put on a card so I don't have to read that anymore.
Hello?
I'm right here. I'm having a little problem. All right. Tell us about $280 million. $280 million lottery. That is a lot of bread, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a lot of money, Phil. And what is, I think there's something very bad. I think there's something seriously wrong going on in this country, and that is the nouveau riche. And what I mean by the nouveau riche or the newly rich, I'm a business owner. I made a lot of money over the last 20 years.
How much are you worth? And I don't mean to pry.
I don't know, Phil. I would.
No, but how much would you say you're worth?
On paper?
On paper.
I'm probably close to $150
million. $150
million. And that's not counting a lot of the assets. We have overseas assets. We have some other things.
So you feel that the $280 million payout in a lottery is wrong. Why?
I think it's wrong, Phil, because you've got a lot of these people who are going to expect a certain kind of lifestyle. I'm Ted Bell, and when I say I'm Ted Bell, what that means is it's kind of like the chimes in a church. It's kind of like the beacon of a lighthouse. When I say I'm Ted Bell, that means a table in a restaurant is prepared. A valet gets my car maybe before somebody else gets theirs. A rope is lifted to give me access to a club. It means suddenly a suite in a hotel becomes available. I'm Ted Bell. All right?
And you've earned your money through your business?
Through contacts. Through my business contacts, through my manipulation and massaging of the business environment, through the sale of real estate. I made a lot of money. Now, with a $280 million Powerball payout, some of these people are going to think they get to associate with me and friends of mine. And I've been on the phone all morning to Jim Chasbury. I know you know Jim.
Yeah, he's a very fine state legislator in California.
That is correct. And I also have been trying to talk to some of the people, some of the principals involved in the Powerball administration, the Powerball lottery back east. We need to back this off, because you've got a lot of people out there winning a lot of money and then expecting to go to the same places that I go to, drink in the same bars, eat in the same restaurants, all of that. You see what I'm saying?
Well, one would say that this is America, and if a man wins a $280 million lottery, a man has the right to, with his money, drink in any bar, eat in any restaurant.
Well, on the surface, yeah, that's the pitch. But the reality is this, Phil, you only embarrass yourself. You know, I'm Ted Bell, and what that really means is I know how to move in some of the rarefied air of society. I know how to move in the upper echelons of society. Other people do as well. Donald Trump knows how to do this. Malcolm Forbes knew how to do it, God rest his soul. Some of the people who have the Vanderbilt family, etc., But if you just win $280 because you scratched off the right card in a 7-Eleven, and all of a sudden you think you get to move in next door to me? You see,
well, the fact is he does.
Who does?
The guy that won the $280 million or whatever. You live in Beverly Hills, right?
Yes, I do, for the last 23 years.
Okay. A guy wins $280 million in a lottery. The house next door to yours comes up for sale. He gets to move in with you.
Absolutely, and that's what we're trying to, in a very as polite a way as we can. Yes, we are trying to legislate against that. And
well, how can you politely legislate against a man who wins the Powerball lottery into moving, he can't move in next door to you?
What we say to the, basically what we say to the state legislature is, look, these people don't know how to live here. They don't know what they're doing. They've got a lot of money. Let them build another neighborhood somewhere. If there's a way we can start a system of neighborhoods where people who've won lotteries, in other words, people who never really worked for the money, never worked for the money. You see what I'm saying? I worked for what I have. You understand? I'm Ted Bell. Ted Bell worked for what he has. Ted Bell worked for the money he has. You win it in a lottery, you didn't work for jack squat. So you can move into your neighborhood, you can set up your own restaurants, you can set up your own bars. You see what I'm saying?
But what if the guy wants to move to Beverly Hills?
I don't think it's right. I don't think it's fair. I'm Ted Bell. You see?
All right, you're Ted Bell. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell, along with six or seven other businessmen. People who win lotteries are not the same as people who make their money in business. And he feels that the people who've made their millions in business deserve to live in their own neighborhoods, and people who've made money in the lottery. And you call them the nouveau riche.
The nouveau riche. It's French for the newly rich, obviously. These are people who are not, they're not familiar. They're not accustomed to sitting on a nice soft leather seat in a beautiful new Ferrari Rolls Royce. Look, any bum, okay, Phil, can own a Lexus. I've got a candy apple red BMW. Ted Bell drives a BMW. And you know what the license plate says on Ted Bell's license plate?
Well, it says, I'm Ted Bell, right?
It says, I'm Ted Bell. That's not because I'm vain. That's not because Ted Bell thinks his stuff doesn't smell. That's not because Ted Bell floats one and doesn't think it stinks the room up just as badly as my wife's do, for instance. No, that's because Ted Bell knows he needs his calling card. I'm Ted Bell. That means let's go. Let's get the table. Let's get it going on.
Well, you own your own restaurant, so you get to any table you want. And
well, that's true, but if I go, for instance, I go to Spago's. They lift the rope for me at Spago's. I walk up to the maitre d', and I go, let's go. I'm Ted Bell. And when I say those four words, let's go, I'm Ted Bell, you ought to see those Mexican waiters run, because I'm Ted Bell.
All right, and you're Ted Bell who earned his money, but a guy who made it in the lottery, he doesn't deserve to...
He deserves to have... He doesn't get to go where I go. Why should he get to do that? You see what I'm saying?
You own a candy apple red BMW?
That's right.
What if a guy hits the lottery, $280 million, and he wants to go to a car lot where you bought your car?
I don't think it's fair, and that's why, again, we want to try to legislate so that we at least understand who you are. You walk onto a car lot and say, hi, I want to buy a Beamer, and I'm wealthy or I have a lot of... Where'd you get this? I want it in the lottery. Oh, well. There's another car lot down the street. And
well, there are places, there are car dealerships, there are restaurants that cater to their valued customers.
That's correct.
What you're trying to do, though, is make the valued customer somebody who has a certain pedigree. Is that right?
That's the word that Ted Bell's looking for, pedigree. That is exactly the word that Ted Bell is looking for, pedigree. A certain pedigree. Any bum, any slob, anybody right off a boxcar can hit the lottery. But Ted Bell earned every nickel. Now, I don't see, if you walk onto a lot, says, for instance, BMW, and you won your money in a lottery, I think the salesman should say something like, look, there's another lot down the street. Just look for the sign that says Ford. And
so they can't even buy a BMW.
I want to ease them into it. And that's all we're trying to say, ease them into it.
Well, it's said in America anybody can be president. And,
come on, Phil. Don't give Ted Bell.
No, it's said that in this country, anyone can be president, that a man can be anything that he wants to be. But what you're saying is there's a distinct difference between someone who earned $280 million through the sweat of his brow and
somebody that stood in line in the Puerto Rican part of town, okay, and walked up and said, yeah, give me a scratcher. Give me five scratchers and a bottle of Colt, or I don't know what he's doing. You call that work? Be honest with me. Do you call that work?
Hey, it's all green, man. It all spends a...
Do you call that work? I worked for what I... Ted Bell worked. I'm Ted Bell.
I know you're Ted Bell. I got it.
Ted Bell worked for...
And I got that Ted Bell worked for his money. I don't know that you can legislate differences between a man who made his $280 million working for it and a man that made his $280 million by standing in line at a convenience store. But that's exactly what Ted Bell wants to do, the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, and this is The Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Well, this week, a $280 million Powerball jackpot. $280 million grand prize. Let's see, the winning numbers were already drawn? What is that? I don't understand this. But anyway, do you get this, Ted?
Do I get what?
Do you get understand this Powerball?
I work for a living, Phil. I don't know what... I think it's a crying shame.
All right, I know you work for a living. I just wondered if you had the...
No, I don't have the specifics on that, Phil. I think it's a crying shame, and I say this with all due respect, of course, to the many hardworking people in this country who do avoid, I think, playing these lotteries. I think it's a shame that some guy that just rolled out of bed from a cardboard box and found a dollar on the street goes down to a liquor store or what have you, gives the man a dollar, buys himself a lottery ticket. Next thing you know, he gets to eat next to Ted Bell. See, I don't get that.
Well, you're bothered that what these ready-made millionaires from lottery winnings are going to be shopping at the same BMW dealership, and so you want to legislate against that.
I think you can put into place some kind of a pedigree requirement so that Ted Bell doesn't...
And Ted Bell is you, right?
Yeah, well, I don't understand.
Well, why are you Ted Bell this Ted Bell? I know you're Ted Bell.
No, I'm just saying that Ted Bell doesn't want to have somebody buy a car from where he got his car.
Go down the street to the Ford dealership. Let's take some phone calls. What do you think?
I'm game to take a phone call, but I just think it's a crime. Are these people at... So what, are these lottery people? Or
who?
The people we're going to talk to on the phone?
I don't know who they are. They're people that I'm going to talk to. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Rosa, hi. You're on The Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I'm looking to talk to Ted Bell.
This Ted Bell.
Hi, Ted Bell.
Hi.
Can I ask you a question? Who do you think
well,
you are?
Well, I really don't like anybody
who do you think you are?
Interrogating me.
You made...
Who do I think I am? I'm Ted Bell.
Really,
I'm Ted Bell.
That were really just outrageous against Puerto Rican people. I happen to be Puerto Rican.
What did I say?
I happen to be Puerto Rican, how we just, the Puerto Rican neighborhoods and all.
Well, you know what
so
I'm
what?
Talking about.
So
you know what,
what
I'm,
you
know
rich
what
people
I'm talking
play
about.
In Puerto Rican neighborhoods, too.
Let me
you
ask
come
you
there
question.
And buy your drugs.
Where do most
I'll have
of
you know
people,
that my
them?
Parents worked every single day of their lives so that I could go to college.
To buy a
lottery
ticket.
Still paying for it to this day.
Well, good for them. I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, so don't you tell me that I don't deserve to live next to you. I will live anywhere that I want to.
Most of the...
Especially if I win the Powerball. I know that would kill you.
Wait a second. Hold on. All right, can I say something, Phil?
That would just kill you.
Can I say something, Phil?
Go ahead.
Rosa, you can win Powerball. You don't get to live next door to Ted Bell. You're not going to
really. You think so much of yourself.
Well, what
really
makes you look? I got no problem with Puerto Ricans. I think the women have really good-looking rear ends. But what I'm just
okay.
Oh
now
God.
You're really going to get
you.
You
are amazing.
What
you
seems
are
to be
really amazing? No. I cannot believe that you're saying this.
Saying what?
We have. About our body parts. I can't believe this. This is offensive.
Puerto
this
Rican
is extremely
women.
Offensive. I work extremely hard every single day of my life.
Where do you work?
Okay.
Where do you work?
I'm a recruiter right now, and I also take night classes for my master's
well, good
degree.
For you.
So
look,
don't tell me that
million.
I don't work hard and
all
I don't
right.
deserve to live
Rosa,
next door to you.
Know as well
I mean,
as
whether I
do.
Play Powerball or not, that has
the,
nothing to do with it.
All right, but
I can live anywhere I want to.
You know as well as I do.
You know, and if I am able to move in next to you, maybe you'll move out.
No, I thought.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Look, why do you get to move next to me? you scratch off a card, you punch out some, your old man gives you a dollar, you go down the street, you buy a lottery ticket, you punch out the numbers, you luck into $280 million, and you're going to move in next door to 10 Bell.
Your money is so secure.
Wait a minute, you're going to move in next door to 10 Bell.
Your money is so secure, you could wake up tomorrow and have nothing. Why don't you think about that?
No, that's not possible because I'm diversified.
As everybody else. You never know what happens in life.
It's impossible. I'm diversified.
Hold on, hold on. I got to.
You never know what happens.
I want to ask a. Hold on, I want to ask a question here. Ted, you said to Rosa that in the unlikely event she ever makes $200 million, you hope she... What were you saying?
I'm saying that if in the unlikely event she ever made the kind of money that I'm not saying she can't make money, but in the unlikely event she ever gets as rich as me, she wouldn't want them moving in next to her door to her
that
either.
That is not true. Everybody deserves to be equal. You're saying that these people are poor and they don't know how to live next to you?
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying,
everybody struggles for the same thing.
Money.
Everybody who's not rich, we all want
the same thing.
Everybody wants better.
Being rich is more about breeding than about a bank account, okay?
Oh,
I grew up in money. I know how to move through a restaurant. I know how to get a waiter to hop to it and bring me some of the fine beluga, okay?
That's absolutely wonderful,
but
and I'm happy for you, and I hope everybody
in your neighborhood,
has a little belt. But if I happen to move in next door to you, and, you know, I hope it pisses you off so much.
Oh, you know, you're going to move in next door to me, and you're going to have those pool parties until 4 o'clock in the morning?
Pool parties until 4 o'clock in the morning. Is that what the Puerto Ricans do?
Well...
That's a stereotype.
You guys are still used to fire hydrants.
Some of us study till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Some of us study till 4 o'clock in the morning.
We're working hard for everything that we have, so don't you dare.
Wait a second. What is all that bongo music you listen to? That's all I'm saying.
What bongo music?
Excuse me. You are so ignorant. What
are you
familiar with? What is this classical crap you listen to?
Are you?
Okay.
Crap.
Everybody has
Classical
their own taste.
Crap?
Everybody has their own taste of music.
You're telling me,
everybody has their own culture. You need to wake up and learn how to respect that.
That's why she can't sit in the next booth to be at a restaurant.
She
doesn't even know who Mozart. You ever heard of Mozart?
Oh, of course I've heard of Mozart.
And he's crap.
He's quite boring.
And he's crap.
Nice dead guy.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
okay,
great.
That's my opinion.
So let's
of
listen
the music,
to Jennifer
But I would not
Lopez,
abstain
huh?
my opinion if you didn't insult what I listen to.
Are you familiar with the zip code 90210?
How dare you? I can't believe this guy. You're amazing.
Look, there's no point in insulting each other's musical taste, for God's sake.
Well,
I mean,
he brought it up, you know.
I brought it up. She said, look, you know what 90210 is? And it's not a TV show either.
Oh, God.
You know what 90210 is?
It's a zip code.
That's exactly correct. That's
well,
where,
you know,
Ted, that's
that
where Ted Bell lives.
Oh, that's
Ted
great,
Bell lives
Ted
there.
Bell.
Ted Bell.
And I live in Westport, Connecticut. I can hang with you.
No, you can't hang with me. You're going
No. I can hang with you. I think I'm extremely intelligent, and you're not. There's something wrong
really?
With you. You're ignorant.
Okay.
You think you have so much money.
How do you spell Mozart?
You're pathetic.
How
My
do you spell
God.
Mozart?
I don't know how to spell Mozart.
Yeah,
I don't like the guy.
See? You're dumb.
Oh,
you know,
I'm dumb?
The public education
okay,
in
how about your
okay,
mom
come
being
on.
Dumb?
My mom.
Yeah, your mom. She's dumb.
You know, that, you know, with that big Puerto Rican ass, I bet you I could wail on it for weeks and you'd never feel
pounds,
it.
Honey. I don't have
look,
a Puerto Rican ass.
Guys, this is,
why don't
this
you
is
go
just,
somewhere?
This is the most racist. This is the most class. This is classism.
Hey, he brought up the race thing.
And,
I did. I just called up and
said
that
I
was
like
offended.
Paddle your big
so, you know,
Puerto Rican ass
you,
and you'd never feel
it. If you want to take it to the ground, honey, I can take it there, too. Absolutely no problem.
Take it to the ground. What is it, some kind of ghetto talk?
No, it's not a ghetto term. Take it to the ground. If you want
to
be on the ground, meaning beneath me,
okay,
you are, then I'm going
to
go there and insult you, and then I'm going
to
ride right back up.
Go, hey, what it is?
Well, you both insulted the hell out of each other,
what
and you didn't
that
hear.
Mean? What is this? What is he talking about?
I'm not going
to
say it.
You know what you said to her. Say it.
I don't want
to
repeat it.
Why?
Say it.
Why? You've been hanging with the scum of the earth? That's how you picked it up, huh?
Go listen to your Ricky Martin and stay out of Beverly Hills.
Look, Ted, are you about keeping Puerto Ricans out of Beverly Hills? Are you?
No, I'm about introducing class. And class only comes when you earn the money, not go down the street and scratch
Ted,
it off of a card, okay?
You said you grew up in money.
Oh, listen to this screech.
You said
you
grew up in money.
You
know, you
sound just like a woman that
empties out a hamper. If you grew up with money, tell me.
Yeah, the cleanser's
tell
under
me.
The sink.
Tell
the cleanser's
me that.
Under
I don't
the
understand.
Sink.
If you grew up in money, then how did you earn it? Somebody earned it before you, correct?
Looking for a date?
Oh, my God.
That phrase I just
okay.
used, Bill, is something that
you guys
Rose knows.
All
have
right,
a great
okay. Freaking wackos, man. And you know what? Ted Bell ought to be ashamed of himself. You know that?
What'd you say?
I said you ought to be ashamed of yourself because you're the guy that brought up...
She said that I was some kind of rich, and she said Mozart was boring. You know something? If I wasn't a gentleman, I'd paddle her wide Puerto Rican...
I got that already, man. Jesus. And she said she weighs 98 pounds. 1-800-449, can we elevate this? Get on the phone, talk to him, and tell him it needs to get elevated. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. There's a big Powerball pot coming up. Ted says those guys are nouveau riche.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Ted Bell experienced that like any of us who have enjoyed having the rope lifted at Spago's, having a table at the Ivy prepared. Those of us who got our money through a business deal, buying real estate, things like Jerry Buss, Bill Gates, Donald Sterling, Ted Bell. I am Ted Bell, and that's what I'm talking about. I think what I'm talking about is I'm Ted Bell. And if you own or operate a place like the Four Seasons, Ritz-Carlton, Tavern on the Green, the high-end establishment, I think we're going to have to institute some kind of screening policy. And I called a meeting of some of the wealthier people in the area for next week to put into place a method by which we know if you're wealthy because you know about being rich and have houses and cars that show people you know about being rich, or you have money because someone gave you the right scratch-off while you were buying tampons. See what I'm saying?
So that, why don't you want to rub elbows with people who won a lottery instead of making it in business? Why don't you just want to?
Because I don't want to encourage these people into buying more lottery tickets, Phil, because they think they're going to get to socialize with Ted Bell. That's really what we're talking about. You average poor families spending money on lottery tickets in the hopes that they can be like me. First of all, I'm not a Mexican, and secondly,
there you go again, man.
What?
There you go again.
But they're not. The people that buy lottery tickets are not like me, so they're not going to get to hang out with Ted Bell.
There you go. So what? You're not Mexican. I know 80 million freaking white guys that buy lottery tickets.
Oh, I get it. Okay, I understand what's going on.
What's going on?
Well, you have a talk show and you have to pretend like you care about minorities. No, I don't.
I'm not pretending that I care about minorities.
No, that's all right. I understand. Go ahead.
No. You're not going to get away with that, man. I'm not sitting here putting on an act for the benefit of my listeners, whether they're brown or white or black or anything else. You're the guy that's on here saying, first of all, I'm not Mexican, so how would I have anything in common with lottery winners? I happen to know white people, plenty of them, that buy lottery tickets.
People in your neighborhood.
I don't know about friends of mine.
People that you know.
Yes.
Oh, boy. That's rough.
That's rough, is it? Well, I guess it's rough. Kara, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Ted.
Yes, ma'am, how are you?
Fine, and I'm not going to do any mudslinging or anything like that with you.
Thank you.
I'm not interested.
Thank you. You understand what I'm saying then?
I understand, but I don't agree. I'm smart enough to not argue with you.
Right. I don't want to argue with you.
I'm a white woman. I'm a white female, 37 years old.
You know who's on TV right now?
I don't understand why you're on
Tonya Harding. Now, that's a lottery ticket.
Will you let someone else talk, please?
No, not just me. Remember Tonya Harding, that ice skater? Now, she's white.
Okay.
But she might as well be Mexican. You see what I'm saying?
You're prejudiced, dude. I don't even know how you got so far.
Wait a second.
You didn't
have a career. Number one, you were named Ted Bell by your parents.
Yes, but Ted Bell made it in the
restaurant business. Is your dad Ted Bell?
No. My dad was Don Bell.
Okay, well, you were named Bell. You have the last name Bell. And you said
that you earned all
your money. You did not earn your money.
You said that your family came from wealth. Yes, my father was wealthy, but the Bell name.
Okay,
you had the privilege of learning that growing up. The Bell
how
name.
How to rub elbows with the rich and all of this. And I can tell you right now,
if I ate
at Spago's or stayed in the Four Seasons, I wouldn't want to even talk to you, so I wouldn't bother you.
Did you buy a Powerball ticket?
No, I live in Texas.
I just wanted you to know that if you did, it's not going to make you the same kind of rich that Ted Bell is.
I don't want to be
the kind
the
of
same
rich,
rich
says,
as
I know
Ted
about
Bell.
Buying cars.
I want to be a down-to-earth, normal human being with money and to have the same privileges you do.
Ted, what was your mother's...
I do not want to rub elbows with you And I don't think anyone else that is listening to you would either.
Well, I'm just letting you know, if you were to win the Powerball, you can't, I don't want you to, all right? And it's nothing against you. Look, I bought it.
Hold on. What is your mother's name?
You're one of those snitty, uppity, rich people that think you're better than everyone else on this, in this
world. You know why you're angry? Because you want to live next to Ted Bell, and you know that you can't.
I don't want to live next to Ted Bell. I live in a $500,000 house on a lake and have boats and jet skis. And
I hate to break the news, Sherry. $500,000 wouldn't buy a shack out in Beverly Hills, okay?
That's fine. Honey, my husband's family comes from Brentwood and Beverly Hills.
What was your mother's name, Ted?
Silver
Bell.
Yeah, it was one of those crazy...
Because I thought it was some goofy thing like that.
Well, it was.
Dawn and Silver Bell.
Yeah. Oh, see, so well, are you laughing at my mother?
No.
Well, that's what you just did. You're laughing.
I've got family that lives in Beverly Hills and Brentwood.
Look, if my mother could walk all through...
My grandfather-in-law was a founder for the L.A. Times.
The what?
The Los Angeles Times. So don't tell me
What's your grandfather-in-law's name? I know everybody that runs the Times. You must be bullcrap.
He was 90 years old and he passed away recently. Very wealthy.
What was his name?
Keener.
Who?
K-I-E-N-E-R.
Never heard of him. It was the Chandler family that started the Times. Get out of here.
Oh, he was right there with them.
And Chandler.
Okay,
I'm Ted Bell.
He owned a full distributorship.
My mother walked all the way
through
Beverly Hills
so
and she used to say, hi, I'm Silver Bell, and nobody ever knew who she was. So, but when
never heard of Ted Bell.
I'm Ted Bell.
Ted Bell. Who the hell is Ted Bell?
Hey, you know what, Ted? I've heard of Silver Bell, but I've never...
Because of the song.
Okay, because of the song.
Ted Bell doesn't mean crap to me. I don't even know who you are.
Look, this is nothing against you, Carr. I'm not direct, but I'm old money. I'm not this Tanya Harding, some white trash.
That's right. You're old money. You did not earn it, honey. You did not earn it.
Don't you tell me how I earned it. I earned it from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. We want to put our meat in your mouth, and we've got some of the finest steak that money can buy.
Well, I will never eat there when I go visit my family that lives in Beverly Hills.
You'll never put my meat in your mouth. Is that it?
You can be guaranteed of that.
Well, I think you should try.
And if I eat in a restaurant or stay in a hotel or move next door to you, I don't want to be your friend if I live next to you.
But you're angry because you can't be with Ted Bell.
Yes, I can.
No,
my
you can't.
Family
then
is
why
wealthy.
Why are you angry? Why are you angry at Ted Bell?
Because
all right, look, this
is
getting nowhere. Yes, thank you very much, Cara. This is getting freaking nowhere. And what is that crack about put my meat in your mouth?
That's our slogan.
I know that. But the way you say it, Bianca, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Bianca?
Hello?
Yes, Blanca, I'm sorry. Blanca, go ahead.
Yes, I'm just upset with this man. And yes, I have a Spanish accent.
I
appreciate the way that he speaks about the Hispanic people, because let me tell you, he's talking about this fortune that he created working. I do not agree with that. This is probably something that his parents or grandparents gave him.
No. I earned my money with my restaurant.
How did you make your money, Ted?
I inherited the restaurant from my father, but I turned it into the multi-million-dollar business that it is today. My old man had a burger stand.
The whole business started.
No, but when I got it, I turned it into a multi-million-dollar operation.
Exactly,
Beverly Hills.
But I didn't
my
even
family
started what you,
was
what
the
you
only
said,
Bell
like
family
said.
On the West Coast. We were known as the Pacific Bells, okay?
Let
and
me tell you something. You don't, own Beverly Hills.
Silver
you
Bell.
Don't own the United States of America. This is a free country.
Didn't
okay?
you have an uncle
and
named Philadelphia?
United States of America, because it's for everybody. Okay, and people can move anywhere they want to. People don't respect you for the money that you have, for the person that you are, and the way you treat people.
Let's say Blanca won the $280 million lottery.
Yes.
Do you play the lottery at all, Blanca? Do you buy lottery tickets or anything like that?
I do sometimes. My background is really conservative. I'm a conservative person, but I also have a lot of heart for people.
Okay.
And one thing, I'm also a great believer. I'm a great Christian. I'm a Christian person, and I don't agree with people.
What?
And I just let me tell you something. The Bible says that when you better be poor than rich, because people like that is not going to enter the gate.
All right, but let's say that Blanca won the $280 million lottery.
Okay.
Yes.
And then she comes to look at a house that's next door to yours.
Whoa. What's she doing?
She comes to look at a house that's for sale that's next door to yours in Beverly Hills.
That would be difficult.
What's difficult about it?
It will be difficult. Why? Maybe because you are Caucasian and I'm a Hispanic.
No, you are nothing but a racist people. No, no, no.
And money won't make you any better than you are.
Would you mow the lawn?
When you talk about Hispanic. Do you know how you make this money?
You asked me a question about if she moved in. Can I ask you a question, Blanca? If you moved in next door to me, would you get the lawn mowed once a week?
Of course. That's what I do. I live in a nice area here in Pasadena.
All right, can I ask you a question? You wouldn't park your car on the lawn or anything like that, would you?
On the lawn? Of course not. I mean, we know how to be civilized, too,
well,
not because we don't have the money that you have.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that because we're Hispanic that we're a bunch of pigs. We're nothing like
that.
You
know the song, Allende Rancho Grande? You know that song?
Yes, I know that song.
I'm very proud of my background.
That's
the deal breaker. That's the deal breaker.
Why is that a deal breaker?
Why is that a deal? Because you are white and I'm a Hispanic?
Well, it's all that jazz, that ranchero jazz. It bugs the hell
out. You know what? I'm sure you have your big social parties, too.
Yes, but you bring people? Renea, we're not beating bongos till 4 a.m., okay? The bongo
well, you,
drum.
You have the wrong idea about what the culture, Hispanic culture is all about.
The bongo drum.
You think all of the Hispanics are nothing but a bunch of ignorant people that just play all those songs. Let me tell you something. I've been living for almost 10 years in my neighborhood, and I have never had any complaints about my neighbors about the way I live. Most of the people that I live with are business people.
You're not gonna cook up any of that nasty chorizo stuff, are you?
Come on, will you, man? I eat chorizo. I think it's fantastic.
How much do you weigh?
How much do I weigh?
Yes.
Well, I may be fat, but I'm not slopping that chorizo, okay?
Oh, well, when you go to a Mexican restaurant, what do you go eat at the Mexican restaurant?
Generally, I'll get myself a couple of the burrito supremes.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you, there's a lot of, you're on the food business, and
well,
I'm also on the business.
Ken Bell usually
Mexican food. It's not necessarily just greasy fat like you think it is.
Well, I think it's some of Ted Bell eats the burrito supreme at Taco Bell.
Well, you know what? You have that. That's what he tells me.
Yeah.
Bell. Taco Bell, the name just tells me
Taco
everything.
Bell, but I'm Ted Bell, and I only go to Taco Bell. I'm Ted Bell. I go to Taco Bell. My mother.
So you're the owner of Taco Bell?
No, but they stole my name, see?
Well, you know what? That was
so
giving me a great name for not going to Taco Bell. But you know what? I wouldn't go with you. I wouldn't go eat next to you because, you know what? People like you are the one that makes the other nice
wealthy
people. There's a lot of nice wealthy people out there.
You people have to promise not to slaughter a pig in the backyard before 9 a.m.
Before 9 a.m.?
Yeah.
You know what? All of these people like us, that's how you make the world because you should make Hispanics.
Well,
you make Hispanics, all kinds
Bell.
Of include
and
Puerto Ricans,
sue?
They include Mexicans.
Oh,
I love my
man.
People, you know, I love all kinds
I
of people.
I would take that Taco Bell and sue them till their pants fall off.
Well, you
all
know
right.
what? And you know
Ted,
what? You do the same thing
yeah.
with your business.
Okay.
When
Ted
you talk
Bell
about the Mexican restaurant, you go,
Blanca.
And everybody says,
okay.
you go, I'm Taco Bell.
Okay.
Like, you think you're God?
I'm Ted Bell, I'm not Taco Bell.
Oh,
no, I'm Ted Bell.
You're Ted Bell, so what?
Well, I'm not talking. You said I was Taco Bell.
We all want to go to the same
my
place.
My dog's name is Taco Bell.
And it's hell. Okay,
listen,
when we first, you're not going
to
take your money with you. You're not
going to
take your
I
name
have to
with
take
you.
A break
it's
here.
Only going
to
be on the grave.
I have a cousin
that's
with dyslexia. We call him Dumbbell.
Okay, thank you very much, Blanca. Thank you, Ted. Good luck to you in your efforts to, I don't know what it is, in your efforts to keep the blue blood blue in our world, as there are those who make a lot of money and there are those who win Powerball. And they could live next door to each other someday. 1-800, I have a cousin who's dyslexic and his name is Dumbbell. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Gary Condit and Connie Chung, I guess. I guess I'm going to miss that. I'm going to be in the car. I'm going to be missing it. And I was sitting here talking to the guys. I said, geez, I'm going to miss that Gary Condit, Connie Chung interview. And I'm thinking, what do I want to hear what he's got to say for? What's he got to do with it? Naturally, I throw the question out there. Nobody has the answer. There's no one with the answer to that question. Because this is talk radio. This is the land of talk radio, where dumb hosts ask dumb questions, and then even dumber callers who talk to voices made up by guys like me will call in. That's the Phil Hendry Show. We make up all these goofy characters, and the folks call in and talk to them. And that's fine. I like that. Don't get me wrong. Don't think I'm depressed over that prospect. I think it's great. As a matter of fact, it's not even so much great as it is predictable. And that's why we invented this form of radio, see? But anyway, getting back to Gary Condit, just exactly why do you want to hear him on tonight? What do you people want to, what's he going to say to you? He's going to clear some things up for you, is he? Like what? Look, this woman is still missing. She's worm food now, for all we know. The parents, this isn't helping anybody, listening to this clown. Look, the people of Modesto want to have that guy. They want to make him the king of the ball. They want to make this guy the king of the fools, put a crown on his head, and march him down the street because he's the greatest thing that ever hit Modesto since, I don't know what, since mushroom fertilizer. Great. What's he got to do with me and the rest of you? Nothing. Well, did he kill her? I mean, if he killed her and... if he killed her, the cops are going to find out. He ain't going to tell Connie Chung squat. Because, number one, Connie Chung, she couldn't get truth. She couldn't get information out of an information booth at the mall. Connie Chung couldn't figure out where the shoe store is at Mall of America, man. That, you know, forgive me. But look, I know a good reporter when I see one, and she ain't it. Speaking of what ain't it, Monday Night Football is coming up. We love Monday Night Football around here. Big football fans on the Phil Hendry Show, as you all well know. And we certainly do enjoy watching our Monday night games and our Thursday night games. The thing we don't dig about Monday night football, and I think it needs to be said, and I think I speak for many of you guys out there right now, when I say that song, Are You Ready for Some Football? We're done with it. We're done. We don't need to hear Hank Williams with the hat and the glasses. Are you ready for some football? Yes, I am. I'm ready for some foot, but what I ain't ready for is the country music thing that you're doing here with all of the explosions and cheerleaders. You see, in other words, what ABC did is they did their research, and they have this sort of video arcade for adults of explosions and cheerleaders, and then we got Dandy, Don, and Al, and whatever the assholes are that doing the games these days. They change every 14 seconds. Al and who? Dan and Dennis. Okay, that's the guys now. And are you ready for some football Monday? What makes you think that I associate with those kinds of people? I go to the game. I watch it. It doesn't mean I'm a hayseed. They must have done some research to find out, hey, guess who watches Monday Night Football? Farmers. Well, I happen to live in a city. I am personally offended. I'm offended. And I'm going to call, and I'm going to call the FCC, and I'm going to write my church group, and I'm going to get Jesse Helms on it. Oh, you mean he's retiring? Oh, well. And I'm going to say I'm offended by you cats pumping that country on me. With that country, are you ready for some football crap? Yeah, I know. Last year, Bon Jovi did it and a bunch of other people. You know who I'm going to write? Congressman Gary Condit. He'll get on it for me. Because you offend me, you know? With, are you ready for some foot? Yeah, baby. God, I got to suffer through that. Because in other words, you know what it says? It says, hey, we're all in this together, all you football fans. We're all a bunch of long-necked, swilling hayseeds. Well, guess what I drink when I'm watching football? Freaking short-neck Mickey's wide mouth crap. Ain't got no long neck in my house, okay? I got your long neck, if you want to see it. If you want to take a drink. So there's that. And then, of course, we're going to have to put up with Al Michaels, which I realize I'm totally in the minority on this. Al Michaels, in case you don't know, it stinks. Al Michaels sucks. Al Michaels thinks he's Dennis Miller's, he thinks Dennis Miller is his straight man. We're going to put up with him for another year because you know what? He's acknowledged as one of the greats. Well, you know what? He ain't. And if you just shut up a little bit, Al, and call the ball game, leave the laughs to Dennis, what few paltry laughs there are to be had from him, let whatever that other clown is, the one with the beard who used to play for the Chargers, let him call the stuff. Just call the game and get rid of that. Are you ready for some football? 877-616-PHIL to get our CD, Best of the Phil Hendry Show, Year 2000 CD and Picture Disc Vinyl.